Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation would like to exercise a right of reply to the statement made by an NGO speaker who spoke about the question of religious minorities in Indonesia. Indonesia's constitution and legal framework reaffirms the principle of freedom of religion and the obligation of the state to ensure the freedom of the people to choose and practice their respective religion or belief. The Indonesian government remains committed to protect all Indonesian citizens regardless of their religious beliefs, including by bringing the perpetrators of violence and other crimes against religious groups to justice. Having more than 300 ethnic groups with 700 languages, Indonesia remains united under the principle of Bhinneka Tunggal Ika. It is our interest, therefore, to promote diversity that upholds tolerance and peace in society. Against this background, the government is fully aware of the ongoing challenges of friction or tensions related to religious beliefs. The government utilizes a dispute resolution mechanism involving the Center of Religious Harmony, public figures, local governments, grassroots communities, and security forces. This mechanism has been successful in resolving many disputes. Moreover, the Ministry of Religious Affairs is now mainstreaming the concept of religious moderation to promote the middle way for people to live peacefully, promoting religious tolerance and protecting religious minorities. The implementation of this program is based on the 2020-2024 Roadmap for Strengthening Religious Moderation and has been included in Indonesia's 2020 to 2024 National Midterm Development Plan. In concluding, my delegation notes the concerns expressed by the speaker and stands ready to discuss the issue further with the speaker. Thank you.